All right. Well, it's time for the children's sermon. So I'd like to invite my young friends forward for their message this morning. I like that outfit. Good morning. All right, here comes some more. Okay, good to see you all this morning. How you doing? I know how you feel. Yep. I want to tell you a story about something that happened while Jesus was ministering. One day, there was a whole line of people that came to Jesus to be healed. And while he was healing them, his disciples, some of his friends, started talking to each other. And one said to the other, "Do you guys see how well I got those people lined up to come in and be healed by Jesus? Did you see how he nodded to me and smiled after I got them lined up? I think I must be his best friend." And the other said, "No, come on. Last week we caught all those fish for our fish fry. Who cleaned all those fish? I did. And did you see how much he ate? He enjoyed those fried fish. I'm telling you, I'm sure I'm his best friend." And another fellow said, "I don't know where either of you guys get off. Whose house did you come to last night for dinner?" "My house." "And whose wife did all the work cleaning and preparing the house and cooking that great dinner?" "My wife." And who did Jesus help clear up the table and thank her so graciously? He thanked my wife. I think we're the best friends of Jesus. And about that time they looked up and they saw some kids coming up, just like y'all came up this morning. And one of the disciples said, Hey, you kids, where you think you're going?" And one of them says, "We thought we'd walk up and go see Jesus." And they said, "Well, you could just turn around and walk right on back. He is busy. Can't you see he's been healing people all morning? He don't have time to mess with little kids right now. So y'all go on back home and be quiet and behave yourselves." But Jesus heard him. And Jesus said, "Hey, boys, let those children come up here to me. I want to see them." So they came up and they sat down with Jesus, just like I'm sitting with you. And they had a nice visit. And they talked. What do you think they talked about? You have any idea? They very well may have talked about Jesus healing those people, asking him how he did that. Actually, we don't know what they talked about because the Bible doesn't tell us. But we know that whatever they talked about was very interesting and the kids enjoyed it and Jesus enjoyed seeing them. Well, because of the way the kids were acting. And when they left, you know what Jesus did? He laid his hands on them just like I laid my hand on Chris a minute ago, and he blessed them. Do you think Jesus' blessing would help them? Absolutely. It's a big help. And they loved seeing Jesus and enjoyed being with him. And it teaches us something very important, and that is that you don't have to do wonderful deeds in order for Jesus to love you. You don't have to do favors for him to like you. He already loves you and me, doesn't he? And he enjoys being with us, and he enjoys it when we talk to him. How do we talk to Jesus now?
We pray.
He's right, we pray. And he likes to listen to us pray. And does he still bless us today? Yes, he does. So let's thank him for all that, okay? Lord Jesus, we thank you that you love us. We thank you that you don't love us because we do good things, but you love us because of your great love for us. And I pray for these boys and girls that your love would be alive in their hearts, that they would always remember how much you love them, and as they grow up, that their faith and love in you would grow up with them. And we thank you for this, Lord, and we ask these things in your name. Amen. Okay, thanks for coming up. It's great to see you this morning.